When the summer rolls around, the Padres will be playing right here. For now, you've got us. Padres Social Hour, the off-season edition. Coming to you from the AMR studio.
Padres Social Hour presented by United with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. Happy holidays. Last show of 2015. Hear from Andy Green coming up in a few minutes, the new Padre manager. Caught up with him at the winter meetings in Nashville, Tennessee. While we were there, Padres made a trade, and it was one of the sort of more discussed moves of those couple of days. The deal was with the St. Louis Cardinals, and Jed Jerko, who's been a starter for the Padres for a couple of years now, gets sent to St. Louis in exchange for outfielder John Jay, who, by the way, went to the University of Miami. I'll just throw that out there for you.
Need
Jerko
to know the background.
For Jay, of course. It's a big part of it. We know John Jay's name. He's played for the Cardinals. We've seen him in the postseason. But maybe we don't know as much about John Jay as we should, considering he's becoming a San Diego Padre. So get a little scouting report from you, for you. And who better to get the scouting report from than the GM of the Padres, A.J. Preller. Here you go. Here's what A.J. told us about John Jay in Nashville.
Yeah, John obviously is left-hand hitting center fielder who's he's been parts of really good teams with the Cardinals. He's a good defender, an instinctive center fielder. Even though it's not necessarily plus speed, he's a guy that has played good defense. This past year, he's played multiple outfield spots. He's a tough out, grinds at bats, has hit left-hand pitching, and I think equally important to us. I think all the information we did as far as digging on him as a person and a player. He's been a guy that's, probably can be considered a leader and, a guy I think is going to be a really positive influence in our clubhouse.
I want to bookend A.J. Preller there. Both the first thing he said and the last thing he said to me are the most interesting. Let's start with the first. A left-handed hitter.
Right.
The most basic thing you can say about a baseball player, right, a position
right.
player, is whether he's a right-handed hitter or a left-handed hitter. First thing out of A.J.'s mouth, left-handed hitter. That's significant.
Right, because they need to balance the lineup. I think that is very significant. What I really like about John Jay as a hitter, very high on-base percentage. So this is somebody that figures to be at the top of the lineup. Left-handed hitters, hits left-handed pitchers pretty well. But the thing that stands out to me, very high on-base percentage throughout his career. Even when he struggled with the bat, with the percentage, with a batting average, on-base percentage has still been very good.
Last thing A.J. Preller said was the off-field, the clubhouse stuff for John Jay.
Huge.
I talked to several people at the winter meetings who have been around the Cardinals, and every single one of them brought up his character, his leadership, his clubhouse, all that kind of stuff. Also, not irrelevant in this situation.
I think it is huge, to be perfectly honest. I'll be totally honest here. The end of last season, I did not like the vibe in the Padres clubhouse. I just didn't like a lot of things about that feel to that clubhouse. And I think that they really needed to add a leader, somebody who would take charge in the clubhouse, off the field, and I think John Jay is that guy, and to me, that makes this trade really positive.
Okay, so that's a big part of it, and now let's talk about his defense. You heard AJ say, played all the different outfield positions last year. That's good because who knows where he fits
right.
in at this point for the Padres. So knowing he could go to left, center, right, I think is a really nice thing. But let's hear from Jennifer Langosh. She covers the Cardinals, does a great job for MLB.com. Here's what she said about John Jay's defense.
He's played mostly in center. At Bush, he certainly can play anywhere he needs to, and he's the type of guy that will be willing to do what's best for the team. Defensively, he had a really solid year in 2012. The Cardinals were kind of pushing for him to be in Gold Glove consideration. Defensively, dropped off a lot in 2013, but a capable defender. Certainly that outfield in San Diego is quite large, so he might be a better fit in the corner spot, but gives you the flexibility to play any of the three positions.
All right, there you go. So a little bit more on the defense. So, he's bringing the leadership. He's bringing the on-base percentage in the left-handed bat. And he's bringing, some what could be plus defense if
right.
he sort of gets back to form.
To me, he's a little bit like a Venable in center. Not the absolute perfect guy you'd like to have in center. Doesn't have great speed to the gaps, but at the same time is a quality catch guy. And you're not hurt if you've got him out there. And if you need him in left or right, he can play both those spots. So
okay.
I did like this trade.
All
as
right.
much as I like Jed, I like this trade a lot.
Okay, so John Jay in, Jed Jerko out. That's sort of the big, you know, major leaguer for major leaguer deal of the last couple of weeks for the Padres. We'll move away from transactions for a few moments. Bill, you wrote something on Padres.com last week about some of the changes coming to Petco Park here in 2016 when it comes to recognizing the history of this ball club and this organization. And the cornerstone of the whole thing is the Padres Hall of Fame, and I know you've worked really, really hard on kind of helping get the project rolling here. What can you tell us? Because I know it's not all public information yet.
Right.
What are you allowed to tell us about the Padres Hall of Fame that will be open in time for the All-Star Game?
It'll
next
be
year?
Open just before the All-Star Game next year. It'll be it'll be just below the Western Metals Building, but the Hall of Fame itself is just going to be part of the project. The Padres are going to project pieces of history throughout the ballpark. In other words, next year when you're walking around Petco Park, it just won't be a wall. There will be displays everywhere throughout Petco Park and the Padres' history. And I think it's great because this is a great ballpark to walk around. And I think that now they're going to weave more of the fabric of the Padres' history, both Major League, Minor League, and the history of baseball in San Diego into this huge project. So I'm really looking forward to it, and it's one of those projects that will build over the years. I know there are other things planned in the future that will also incorporate more history into here at Petco Park, which it's been my dream to sort of turn this ballpark into the focal point of sports athletics in San Diego. And I sort of think that that's part of the master plan for the future, looking into the future. And I love the idea of the Hall of Fame, but I also like even more the idea of spreading that history throughout the ballpark.
Yeah, you make a great point, particularly when you consider the weather here. And I was joking about the cold earlier. But generally speaking, I mean, this is a place you can come 365 days
right.
a year and enjoy yourself. So, you know, to sort of put everything in a room would be, I think, short-sighted.
Right.
You know, and yeah, you have to do that up north and where it's cold and rainy in the winter and that sort of thing. But here, spreading it out, like you said, I think there's a great opportunity there, and that's pretty cool. Yeah, there will be a Hall of Fame room, so to speak, you know, out in front of the Western Metal Building right where we are. But there will also be parts of the Hall of Fame, parts of the exhibit, so to speak, throughout the entire place as time goes on. I think that's really, really cool.
And the tours of Petco Park will reflect what the history factor that they're building in. So
right.
To me, it's very exciting.
Okay.
Because I'm one that, yes, the Padres, Major League Padres history is important, but there's so much more to the history of baseball in San Diego.
No doubt about it, and that will be reflected, as you said. One other quick change that you wrote about in the article is that the retired numbers are going to be moving from atop the batter's eye
right.
to sort of behind home plate there, you know, kind of where the broadcast booths and the press boxes are. And so instead of just the numbers now, and we have Tony as the example here, you're going to have the number with the first name on one side and the last name on the other.
Right. And they're going to be visible now from the outfield. And again, to me, it's another thing to move around the ballpark, see what's there. Because, like, if you're sitting in the upper deck behind home plate, you're not going to be able to see them. But if you're walking around, you're going to be able to see them. And I like the idea that the names will be displayed along with the numbers. It'll be a three-color pattern. I never liked them on top of the batter's eye, to tell you the truth.
Okay, well, you got your way.
Right.
I'm kidding. I know it wasn't your decision.
Right. No, it was not my call.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and get back to on-field stuff. Andy Green, the Padre manager, we'll hear from him in a few minutes. Speaking of managing and coaching, for the 10th consecutive year, the Padres will host a free coaches development training for youth baseball and softball coaches coming up on Sunday, January 31st. The clinic will focus on how to teach and develop young athletes, so register at padres.com/clinics. This is such a great one that the Padres do, teaching coaches how to coach, you know, how to get the most out of their kids, how to treat the everything, right? On, off field, all of it, baseball, softball, doesn't matter. Padres.com/clinics. It is a free clinic for local youth baseball and softball coaches. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from the manager, Andy Green, Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio at beautiful Petco Park.